You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. During the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago brings you programs about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Welcome to Catholic Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago. My name is Clarissa Alhintera, and I am the host for our office radio show, Lifelong Journey, hosted by the Office of Lifelong Formation. And on this beautiful morning, I have with me one of my colleagues, co-workers, guest stars extraordinaire, Juan Pablo Padilla, and he works with me on the Youth and Young Adult Ministry team. Welcome, Pablo.
Thank you, Clarissa. Thank you so much for having me this wonderful morning. And I'm very, very happy to be working alongside you. So thanks. Thanks for bringing me on.
What's funny is Pablo and I work in the same office, but I think this might be the longest conversation you and I have had in a while, just because our teams are so different.
Yeah, I mean, with all the work that we do and the things that responsibilities that we have going on, I think it's almost very difficult to actually sit down and have like these kind of conversations. So I very much appreciate this. It's a wonderful space to finally get to sit down and really just have an honest conversation. So
honest, honestly honest. So tell me a little bit about your role. Tell the listeners what you do. Not like every detail, but how long have you been in the office and how long have you been working in the Archdiocese?
I'm completing my sixth year in the Archdiocese of Chicago. I originally started with Young Adult Ministry when Father John Cusick was still around. And then I moved into the Pastoral Center with Young Adult Ministry as well, working alongside with Darius and another team that we had there. And more recently, working with Youth and Young Adult Ministry on the efforts to renew our church. And my job basically consists of accompanying leaders, mainly those that are in ministry roles, such as youth ministry or young adult ministry, and also accompanying very closely the Latino community, the youth and young adults within the Latino community. And again, my focus is with the leaders themselves, the people actually doing the ministry and doing the service, not so much the actual teens or, let's say, the members of groups.
Yeah. So one of the reasons we asked Pablo to kind of come on this morning was to talk a little bit about one of the big summer things that I know young adults in Chicago look forward to, which is Theology on Tap. And I know for me, I'm on the older edge of what young adulthood is now. And when I first heard about Theology on Tap, I knew that it had started in Chicago, and it was a really great opportunity to kind of meet young adults where they're at. And one of the things that we're going to be talking about this hour is ways in which and strategies in which parishes can accompany young adults, especially through things like Theology on Tap, because a lot of times I feel like people might bring a friend of a friend to Theology on Tap, or I do know someone who this is the thing he looks forward to every summer, and he like gets his calendar out and he looks at all the places that he wants to go and kind of and listen to speakers and meet other young adults. But Pablo, can you tell us a little bit about Theology on Tap and how it works here in the Archdiocese of Chicago?
Yeah, I would love to. So for those of you that have not heard about Theology on Tap, it does have a history, as Clarissa said. It's going to, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, on its 39th year. Happy birthday, Theology on Tap, for such a wonderful history, nearly four decades of serving young adults. And Theology on Tap started very much with the intent of really gathering young adults in a space where they are safe, where they can feel safe to express themselves and just be who they are as young adults, while at the same time, you know, talking about important issues that are related to our faith. Theology on Tap, in its original form, and it's the way we've always encouraged Theology on Tap to be, is to take place at the local pub, the local bar, the local restaurant, the local lounge, a place to gather where you can also have food, some drinks, and at the same time, engage in the wonderful topics of who God is, what God is, the things that really, really shape our faith, but beyond. I mean, it's not just we're not just staying with the sacramental speech or the theological speech about our faith. We also go into how it connects directly into our daily lives. And I think that that's what makes Theology on Tap something so important, that it does connect not only our faith, but also our life. And for those of us more recently that are working with Theology on Tap, we want to make an intentional effort to invite those young adults that have not been involved in faith to come and enter and maybe learn more about their faith or maybe even rediscover their faith. So that's Theology on Tap, sort of in a nutshell.
Yeah. Does it happen just in the city, or is it like all across the Archdiocese?
Here in Chicago, we're blessed to have it all over the Archdiocese. So it can go as far south as the south suburbs, as far north as the north suburbs, and as far west as you can imagine. Both in Lake and Cook counties, we have Theology on Taps. Different sites, different vicariates. And more recently, it used to be one parish that you would run a Theology on Tap. We've been blessed more recently to have groupings of parishes running Theology on Tap. So they're doing more collaborative work. So you can find a hub, per se, of Theology on Tap anywhere in our city. And pretty soon we're going to have a map up where people can find us and see what's going on with Theology on Tap.
One of the things that maybe some of our listeners would like to know about, because if they're certainly not young adults, maybe they might know some young adults they work with or in their families. But what are some of the topics that you think that you've seen? Because it looks like you've seen some of the topics this year that might grab young adults' attention or themes.
The general theme for Theology on Tap this year is going to be around missionary discipleship. So themes that can be, I guess, that can bloom off of that general theme, can include anything and everything you can imagine. Some of the themes that I see that young adults are most attracted to are those themes that talk about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, love and self-love and allowing myself to be loved by another. Those themes in general with relationships are always good. They're always hot topics. Obviously, young adults want to know about the purpose of life. A lot of these young adults, you know, they have jobs, they have careers, but is there more to life? Is there more to me than just the work that I do and the hobbies that I have, or am I called to a higher purpose? So there are these topics that are very relevant for young adults. And also topics that are also about the faith, like deepening in our faith. Like what is God's plan for us? What does a God plan potentially look for us? But I think that when we bring it all back, it's all about can we not only relate with each other, but how can we also relate to God through these different kinds of topics?
Yeah. We'll continue to talk a little bit more about this. But for right now, before we take a break, can you tell our listeners where they can find a little bit more information, or when can they anticipate a schedule or anything like that coming out?
Yeah. If you have a Facebook account, you can always reach us out to us at TOT Chicago. We always are posting our events up there. That's TOT Chicago. Or you can always visit our website at archchicago.org and look for us under Theology on Tap, and you'll find us there for sure right away.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the parish relationship and Theology on Tap.
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend, featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Supich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll talk to Cardinal Blaise Supich about the recently passed abortion legislation in Illinois. We'll hear from Father Greg Boyle, whose mission is to confront the culture of violence. And we'll introduce you to the newly ordained priests for the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
Hi, my name is Craig. I was homeless for 2 years, then I met Miss Ramona, a case manager at Catholic Charities. She found a place for me to live and is helping me with a resume and finding a job. I feel safe and away from the gun violence I know too well, having been a victim of it. The more I meet with Catholic Charities, the better I feel. They have changed my life. They're called Chicago's Good Samaritans, but to me, they are turnaround experts. Care to help? Visit CatholicCharities.net.
Hi, everybody. I'm Adam Fusilet from Dumb Ox Ministries, and we're excited to introduce our third Echo Theology of the Body Camp, held right here in Chicago. At Echo, we explore the teachings of St. John Paul II, and we dive into questions like, who am I? What's the meaning of my life? What's all of this stuff about relationships and discernment? How do I pray? And many other questions just like it. Teens and young adults join us June 14th through the 20th at St. Xavier's University for an amazing Echo experience. More information can be found at respectlifechicago.org, or you can give us a call at 312-534-5355. That's 312-534-5355.
Back. This is the radio show hosted by the Office of Lifelong Formation. The name of the show is Lifelong Journey, and your host, which is me, is Clarissa Alhantara, and I work as a senior coordinator of children's ministry, and I'm happy to have my guest Juan Pablo Padilla, and he works with me in the office, and he is in charge of or kind of overseeing theology on tap with the parishes this summer. And it's a really big responsibility, I feel like, you know, to kind of organize that, all those pieces. How are the parishes kind of collaborating to put on Theology on Tap? Like, what are some examples of what they're doing together to kind of to put it together this summer?
So some quick examples. I'm going to give you two from the suburbs and then two from the inner city. In the suburbs, it's actually a lot more common for them to collaborate among parishes. I'm going to give props and I'm going to send a shout out to our YAM Northwest folks out there. They're doing a wonderful job. They've been collaborating for a number of years now. And what they do is they usually come together from like I said, different parishes, different locations, different areas. And they'll go ahead and pick a location where they're going to host. And what they do is they just work among themselves to get the word out. They really push and they make sure that they invite their friends, they invite the people that they know, their relatives, young adults that may or may not be engaged with the parish life or with church at all. They are all invited, of all religions, all walks of life. Everyone, it's open to everyone. And these particular, in this particular site that I am giving you an example of, I really like because every time I've gone, I really see the wonderful diversity of our Catholic Church here in the Archdiocese of Chicago. So every time I walk into one of these sites, especially in YAM Northwest, I get to see all kinds of different people. And that makes the conversations a little bit more interesting because then I can really hear from other paths and other, you know, walks of life that other groups, different ethnic groups have taken or have been on in terms of their own personal faith journey as young adults. That's a wonderful, wonderful way. One of the other examples I wanted to give you was in the south suburbs, out in the southwest suburbs. We have some sites out there that are getting together, and they're going to be doing it. Last year, they did it in two different pizza pubs, so it was kind of nice. It was kind of nice to go there, be among them, share a good piece of pizza, listen to a good talk. You know, and you know, the drinks are there, and with really good company as well. In the inner cities, one of the things that we started to change about Theology on Tap was we started to encourage them to be more in groupings. So they're actually talking to each other now. So they're discovering and they're encountering each other in some cases for the first time. Even if they already knew each other or even if they already were friends or they just were associated in some way or other, one of the things that we're encouraging Theology on Tap really everywhere I go is, you know, work with each other as a grouping. Try to be together, try to share resources as much as you can. Some of the benefits of sharing resources are that number one, you don't compete for the same audience anymore. You have a larger pool of audience coming to one site, and you're also encouraging people to share their gifts and their talents. For example, if somebody has gifts for communication, get the word out. If somebody's good at hospitality or logistics, if you got people that are good at finding good venues that'll give you good discount prices, you know, people that are great at events, it's a great way of networking with each other and also discovering how our own gifts and talents that we already have, we can put them to use for the benefit of ministry. In this particular case, the Theology on Tap summer program. And what that does is it creates a much more intentional way of reaching out to those young adults that might otherwise not get connected to church. The reason why we say, you know, we invite you to do it at a pub or something like that is because they may not necessarily approach a church mm-hmm. or a parish, but they will probably go to a pizza place or they will probably go to a pub. And if you have several different parishes and several different committees from different parishes, you know, working together to make sure that that happens, it makes it more exciting. It makes it much more fruitful. And again, some of these sites are already well organized. Some of these sites have, you know, they got the ball rolling early. Some of these sites are getting the ball rolling now. But right now, the collaboration among all of them is just seems to be working so fantastic. And so that those are some of the quick examples of what can happen when you're collaborating. You have a lot more outreach opportunities. Mm-hmm. You have a larger pool of audience to reach from. But then you have also have an opportunity to include others that have gifts and talents that can help out. I was just at a site not too long ago that was going to get theirs up and running. And it turns out that, you know, one of the young adults on the team, he's not only a DJ, but he's also a techie, you know. So
nice. He's
like, I know about computers and I'm a DJ. So what does that translate to? I already have relationships with some venues that might want to do this. So that was exciting. We also have someone that has a gift and talent for making sure that, you know, people see what's in it for them, like the win-win situation. And mm-hmm. so when you get those kinds of talents together, you know, and you put them to the service of the young adults in ministry or with something like Theology on Tap, you know, excitement around the event just gets created naturally in a way that I really enjoy seeing every summer, but more particularly this summer because I've been more close to the base and seeing it happen in a way that I had not seen it before in the past.
In what you're kind of seeing is as you're helping to build the new reality, especially for Theology on Tap, is there like a scripture passage that you think really fits the experience of watching some of these parishes collaborate and kind of build something stronger?
You know, I don't know the exact numbers.
That's okay.
And the names by heart, but I love the scripture of the five loaves of bread and the two fish.
Okay.
If I were to compare Theology on Tap now under the building the new reality and the Renew My Church and what we are being asked to be as an Archdiocese of Chicago, I would honestly say that Jesus is sort of like asking us or telling us, it's you guys that have to feed them. We went out there. We find some young adults that say, hey, look, I have five loaves of bread and I have two fish. And then the invitation happens where, okay, well, let's see what else other young adults have. Let's see what other young adults have. Let's see what else they have. And it's all about sharing the resources. So the miracle happened because you had all of these people with something already to give. It's just that they had not given it before in such a generous way. And now by opening up and generously saying, these are my gifts, this is what I have to give, all of a sudden, you know, you have a real miracle occurring where, you know, Theology on Tap can happen in a way that, you know, it probably didn't occur, let's say, you know, maybe 10 years ago. You know, not knocking anyone, not, you know, saying anything
sure.
bad about anyone.
Yeah.
But what I am saying is this level of collaboration, even though it's new, especially within the city, they're seeing some of those fruits already. The suburbs will affirm we've been doing this like this for a long time. So mm-hmm. they've seen those fruits. They see how it works. But for us in building the new reality, it's all about bringing our gifts and our resources and sharing them together for a greater cause, which is really to engage those young adults that are hungry and are seeking for something meaningful in life.
Yeah. No, that's a really great image to kind of pulling everything together. We'll come back in a little bit and hang tight.
Imagine spending a week in a beautiful lakeside setting where you can pray, reflect, and learn more about the treasures of the Bible. This wonderful opportunity can be yours at the annual Summer Scripture Conference at the University of St. Mary of the Lake Mundelein Seminary. Notable Christian scholars from across the United States will present this year's program, According to the Scriptures, focusing on the relation between Old and New Testaments. The four major speakers will look at the Old Testament as Jesus lived it and how Jesus fulfilled it in the New. The Summer Scripture Seminar will be held Sunday through Friday, June 23rd through the 28th. Stay for the week or sign up for sets of three lectures. For details, call 847-837-4558 or go to summerscripture.org. The Summer Scripture Seminar offers you spiritual renewal and inspiration with people who share your passion for the Word of the Lord.
Hi, my name is Ramona. I'm a caseworker at Catholic Charities. I wish you could meet Craig, age 23, shot three times and homeless for 2 years before I met him. The more we met and I listened to him, the more he impressed me. We're working on his resume and job hunting. We're called Chicago's Good Samaritan, and you can be one too. Might you have a job for Craig and thousands of others like him? Join us at CatholicCharities.net.
Good morning, and we're back with Lifelong Journey. This is a radio program hosted by the Office of Lifelong Formation. My name is Clarissa Alhintera, and I'm joined by Juan Pablo Padilla. And we were actually just talking about scripture and kind of the story of the feeding of the 5,000 and the loaves and fishes kind of coming out of Jesus's magical bag to feed 5,000, which, you know, I don't know how that happens, but... Well, I know it happens. I mean, Christ kind of makes it happen. But tell us a little bit more about, you had said that some parishes really have been using the collaborative model for a while. And why do you think that's so important, especially in this gathering of young adults? Like, why does that work differently than just one parish kind of doing it by themselves?
Yeah, well, I had, before we went on break, I was talking about the five loaves of bread and the two fish, which actually is Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 to 21. And I think it's important because the thing that about collaborative work is that, you know, now we all have to share in the workload. And that in and of itself is, I think, something beautiful. Not only that, but it's the model that in many ways I think Jesus left us. Jesus didn't go out and did everything on his own. Mm-hmm. It's not like he came and then he was raised by, you know, Mary and Joseph, and then he went on and did this mission, and he did it all on his own, and he took all the credit and all the glory, and end of story. No, what Jesus did was really something phenomenal. Jesus came and invited people to collaborate, to become co-builders with him in the building of the kingdom of God here on earth. And I think that when I look at Jesus and the building of a community, that is always something that has been to me very powerful as an image, mm-hmm. as a model of work. Mm-hmm. As you have this community with all these gifts and talents, each one very unique, but at the center of it all is Christ. At the center of it all is Jesus. It's the teacher, you know, who is making disciples out of each and every single one of these followers of his. And when I think of collaborating from the standpoint of parishes, mm-hmm. and from the standpoint of different church communities, what I see is an individual disciple. That an individual disciple or by themselves is going to only get so far. And one of the things that Jesus even said to us very directly is, you know, when you're out there in the mission, go in twos, you know, go, which probably meant, you know, the more of you, the merrier. Mm-hmm. He also said, when there is more than one of you together, you know, I'm present. So it's that spirituality, I guess, of having Jesus at the center. And not only that, but also as a model and methodology of actually doing the work, that by collaborating with Jesus at the center as different parishes, we become more the body of Christ. And I really think that when I think of Theology on Tap as collaborating now and sharing resources, you know, they're not just being collaborating as a body of Christ or as a group of disciples, but each one of them, each of the collaborations then becomes a sort of Jesus to the communities that they're serving. So I really think that, you know, the model of Jesus, and even in that scripture reading, I think it's on verse 18 where he says, you know, bring them here to me, he said. And then on verse 19, he goes on to say, and he directed the people to sit down on the grass. So even Jesus kind of like had this idea of, you know, making sure that people were collaborating, people were working together. So I just find that those images like really phenomenal. I mean, I think that we get more fruit by collaboration than by being siloed or becoming our own islands, especially when it comes to working with the young adult demographic that moves around everywhere.
Yeah, no, that's very true. I think one of my favorite Theology on Taps that I attended was up in one of the Lake County Theology on Taps, and there were so many young adults, and it was there was a volleyball court there, and there was music, and some of the TVs were on in the back. And you could just tell that people were into it. They wanted to meet each other. And I think sometimes it's nice to go into a Theology on Tap where there's a nice crowd. You know, you can tell that they, like you were saying earlier, they pulled from other places. You know, they're representing different parts of the area. So, yeah, the collaborative model definitely works for a lot of ministries. What would you say, are there any documents that you think really speak to the necessity of collaboration and how we as church can do it well?
Yeah, when there is, I'm going to go ahead and cite two particular documents that I like. One of them is the Strategic Pastoral Plan for Young Adult Ministry. It's a document that was released by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. And the reason why I like this document is because in many ways it itself starts with the person, the human person in front of you. It doesn't start with the program that you're going to do. It doesn't start with what the goals of the program is going to be. It starts with the person. And it starts by the person that asks themselves, what is the meaning of life? And who is the young adult? So I think those are very important starting points in the pastoral plan, because it's when you really start with the person, with the individual human being, then, you know, it becomes more real in my own, as young adults or as youth even say, you know, you keep it real, you keep it authentic, and you take into consideration where they're at in their life, and you start where their life is at. So I really like that about the strategic plan of young adult ministry by the USCCB. Another one that I would like to cite is a document of Aparecida itself, from 2007, from the Catholic bishops of Latin America and the Caribbean, where in it they talk about the experience of encountering, conversion, discipleship, community, and eventually mission. So for me, you know, how do we create the spaces of encounter? Mm-hmm. How do we create those spaces that can then, you know, allow the Holy Spirit to change someone's life? And for me, that usually means how can the Holy Spirit help someone see themselves with the eyes of self-love? And then how can that then move them into wanting to learn about more about their faith and creating community around that learning of their faith? And ultimately, how do we get young adults out there to go into mission? So when I look at that document with just those five key points, you know, for me, it speaks of something that is very key and important with young adults, and that is accompaniment.
Mm-hmm.
During the fifth Encuentro of last year in September in Texas, in Grapevine, Texas, I got the chance to be with 800 young adults that were meeting with bishops from all over the nation. And these are 800 young adults from all over the nation. And the key topic that they kept talking about was we need mentorship. But if we look beyond that word mentorship, which is really just a front word, and we go deeper into that word, I think what they were really saying is, you know, we would like someone to walk with us and be with us.
Well, let's hold that thought for just a second. We'll come back in a little bit.
What does it mean to love? Why was I created? We'll address all of these great questions and more at Echo Chicago this June. Hello, I'm Dawn Fitzpatrick from Respect Life Ministries for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Echo Chicago is a Theology of the Body summer camp for teens and young adults. The Archdiocese is partnering with Dumox Ministries to present a week of prayer, fun, and immersion in the teachings of St. Pope John Paul II. This exciting camp will take place at St. Xavier University in Chicago, June 14th to the 20th. Registration's now open. Go to respectlifechicago.org or call 312-534-5355 for more information. That's respectlifechicago.org or call 312-534-5355. Early bird pricing is available until May 1st. All of us feel an echo in our heart to explore God's original creation and his true purpose for us. Join us in June for Echo Chicago.
Ever think of donating your car? You can donate a car that you no longer need to Catholic Charities. The donation will help needy people throughout Cook and Lake Counties. Donating your car is easy. Call us at 877-786-GIVE from anywhere in the country. That's 877-786-4483. Pickup is free. We do the paperwork and you get a tax deduction. Catholic Charities accepts cars, trucks, vans, motorcycles, or boats in almost any condition. No need to pay hefty repair bills. Avoid the hassle of selling. Calls taken 7 days a week at 877-786-GIVE. That's 877-786-4483. Or go online to catholiccharities.net.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 44 Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic cemeteries willing to help you in your time of loss. Call 708-449-6100 or visit catholiccemeterieschicago.org. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. Every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Thanks for letting us be part of your morning. Now again, Catholic Chicago.
Again, for the second or third time after our break, this is the radio show Lifelong Journey, and I'm Clarissa Alhintera, and I'm joined by my colleague Juan Pablo Padilla, and we were just talking about accompaniment and young adults and kind of the importance of doing that in the context that we have, especially with our parishes. Tell us a little bit more about what you were saying and the importance of accompanying young adults, especially at this. I mean, it's really a transitional time for probably 90% of them. I mean, there might be a couple who, you know, maybe got married early and started a family. And so, you know, by the age of 25, maybe they've got two or three kids and they're just like, all right, I'm set. You know, I got what I need. But for the majority of our young adults out there, I'm sure some of them are really trying to find who they are, who God's calling them to be.
Yeah. As I was saying, in September of last year, I got the opportunity to participate on a discussion with 800 young adults from all over the nation and bishops from all over the nation. It was a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to see what young adults were really seeking. And a lot of them were, like I said, were saying the importance of mentorship, among other things that are needed in ministry. But what seemed to stand out was this need for mentorship. And as I was sitting there and listening more closely to the dialogue, I believe that at some point the word accompaniment was brought up as something more deeper or something much more profound that was attached to the word mentorship. And by accompaniment, I mean clearly we don't mean that you're walking in front of or in back of or that you're pushing or challenging, but rather you're walking side by side that young person that needs that accompaniment. And I love what you just said, Clarissa, in a very, very much transitional phase. When here in Chicago, we think of young adults as 18 through 39 years old. Mm-hmm. Now, we all know that the reality of a life lived by an 18, 19, 20-year-old is not the same as that one lived as someone in their 30s or mid-30s. It's completely different realities. So how do we accompany young adults in every single and different stage of their lives? You're right. Some of them may already, you know, be contemplating marriage, or some of them are already married, and some of them have young kids. Who accompanies them? Who walks with them? Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, the best people that can accompany us are those that have already had the experience of raising children, that have already had, you know, their children go off to college and become, you know, people on their own. But they stay back, and can they accompany, can they walk with young adults within the immediate community that perhaps need, not necessarily for you to hold their hand, but maybe someone that they can maybe ask questions to? Like, I know that myself, when I have certain things that are on my mind that I just want to, like, you know, I'll talk to my peers. I'll bounce ideas off with my peers. But once in a while, I like to talk to someone that's older than me, that's kind of like been there, done that, and that can then give me some more sound advice so that I can make better decisions in my own personal life. And I think that when I've accompanied young adults, I see that is kind of like the thing that they're looking for is, I'm stuck in this area of my life. I'm not sure exactly where to go from here. And they just want to, they want to be heard, but they, more than anything, they want someone to be asking them the hard questions. And in asking those hard questions, you know, you become involved in their life. You become engaged in their life. And I think that that's what young adults are seeking. It's not so much, they don't so much want you to tell them what to do or give them advice. They want you to listen to them, see where they're at, and then help them unpack a decision that they may have to make. I believe it's Luke 24, 13 through 35, the way of Emmaus, mm-hmm. where Jesus comes out and literally just asks questions and hears them out and then accompanies, walks with them until they have a nice supper.
Yeah. Yeah. So often I think that maybe that's a population that maybe sometimes people are like, well, you know, they seem like they get it or they have it, you know, especially if they're young professionals living in the city, maybe making almost six figures. But then once you start to ask those hard questions and really unpack what's going on in their life, I bet there is a lot of opportunity to be vulnerable, to be open, you know, to really challenge their friends and maybe even challenge God, you know, like, why God, or like, what happened, or, you know, maybe whatever, what other questions they might have.
And you know what, Clarissa? I'm glad you brought that up because I have ran into young adults that are making six figures, mm-hmm. that are working for accounting firms as lawyers. And, you know, these are young adults, you know, in their late 20s that are making a lot of money. They're young professionals. So when I encounter them in retreats and I'm like, so what made you want to be a mm-hmm. part of this retreat? I mean, and that same answer keeps coming back from a young adult that's making six figures to a young adult that's trying to figure out what they're going to do in life. Mm-hmm. I just want to know that my life has a much more meaning. Like, mm-hmm. like my career is not the end. So it's really interesting how in this particular case, these young adults have what seems to be, for most people in the traditional sense, a successful, fulfilled life. But yet they're hungry for something else. Mm-hmm. And that hunger, thing that you can't really put your finger on that comes from God, that's God's calling, really, God's knocking on your door, needs to be accompanied. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that I'm very glad you brought that up and you mentioned that because it is a reality.
Yeah. Well, let's take another break and we'll come back in a little bit.
Thank you.
Imagine spending a week in a beautiful lakeside setting where you can pray, reflect, and learn more about the treasures of the Bible. This wonderful opportunity can be yours at the annual Summer Scripture Conference at the University of St. Mary of the Lake Mundelein Seminary. Notable Christian scholars from across the United States will present this year's program, According to the Scriptures, focusing on the relation between Old and New Testaments. The four major speakers will look at the Old Testament as Jesus lived it and how Jesus fulfilled it in the New. The Summer Scripture Seminar will be held Sunday through Friday, June 23rd through the 28th. Stay for the week or sign up for sets of three lectures. For details, call 847-837-4558 or go to summerscripture.org. The Summer Scripture Seminar offers you spiritual renewal and inspiration with people who share your passion for the Word of the Lord.
Hi, my name is Craig. I was homeless for 2 years. Then I met Miss Ramona, a case manager at Catholic Charities. She found a place for me to live and is helping me with a resume and finding a job. I feel safe and away from the gun violence I know too well, having been a victim of it. The more I meet with Catholic Charities, the better I feel. They have changed my life. They're called Chicago's Good Samaritans, but to me, they are turnaround experts. Care to help? Visit CatholicCharities.net.
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend, featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Cupich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll talk to Cardinal Blaise Cupich about the recently passed abortion legislation in Illinois. We'll hear from Father Greg Boyle, whose mission is to confront the culture of violence. And we'll introduce you to the newly ordained priests for the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
Clarissa Alhintera, and our radio program is Lifelong Journey. I'm here with Juan Pablo Padilla, and we've been talking about, well, we started talking about Theology on Tap, an accompaniment that's happening at the parish level, but then we kind of broadened that conversation to accompaniment and what it's been like and the importance of true accompaniment with young adults. Tell me a little bit about how we at the parish can support, you know, Theology on Tap, even though we might not be young adults. And, you know, I know that we can always, like, invite a friend or invite a neighbor or something like that, but what are some ways that non-young adults can support Theology on Tap so it can be successful and we can give room for a company that can happen kind of in a wider way?
Well, I think that with everything, if you are not yet a young adult, but you feel called to assisting or helping in some way, shape, or form, there are obviously different ways that one can help. There are logistics help that's always needed. There's, as you said, communications help, inviting friends and relatives, things of that sort. But one of the things that I would like to also like encourage, and really just to also piggyback on something you said, is if you feel like called to walk with young people, especially young adults, or you feel like you can be a mentor to young adults, or even if you just want to maybe put yourself at the service and let the young adults know that you're there, I would recommend if you hear of a Theology on Tap in your immediate surrounding community, why don't you go ahead and give a call to those names on those flyers and get in touch with them and try to set up a meeting with them and let them know, you know what, I'm not a young adult. But, you know, I feel called to maybe offer myself up as a mentor or someone that can walk with. If you belong to a certain parish or something, or if you know of other adults that want to collaborate and work with young adults in some way, shape, or form, I would encourage you guys to get in touch with those Theology on Tap whole site coordinators. And the communications people's names are usually on those flyers you'll see. They'll probably appear in your bulletins. You'll probably see them on some website or other. When we have them up on our map, for sure you'll see the names on our on the map when we have it, when we have it up. I would really just encourage you to reach out if that's what you feel called to do.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of Theology on Tap.
Sure. How about beyond that? Like, what are some ways that people at the parish level can support the young adult ministry? I mean, you talk so much about collaboration and accompaniment. I mean, this might be a different way for just everyday parishioner to reach out and say, yeah, you know, I would love to, like, I have time in my life, I have space, there's a longing in my heart to really to do that ministry or to help in some way.
And again, and I'm going to say this again, if you feel called to it,
yeah,
and you know young adults that are probably going to your parish or young mm-hmm. adult families, don't be shy about approaching them. Don't be shy about engaging with them. I know that we live in a personal space culture, but mm-hmm. believe it or not, that, you know, the approaching someone and just saying, hello, how are you, introducing yourself, really beginning to create a kind of first encounter of fellowship or even friendship. I mean, you never know, that can go a long way with young adults or young people that are already coming to the parish. The same is true for young adults that are not necessarily engaged in parish life or church. I always like to give the example of my cousin, who is also a young adult. He's a total atheist right now. He really doesn't believe much in God, but for whatever reason, he keeps coming around the house, and you know, and he keeps coming around the house because he feels like loved and respected and mm-hmm. safe in there, right? So he always comes around for the holidays and things like that, and he loves just hanging out with us. One of the things that I always say is, like, approach young adults without judgment or prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
Just meet them where they're at, whoever they are. And if there is a young adult ministry or a young adult group at your parish, I would also maybe approach the leadership and say, hey, guys, I'll say it one more time. If you feel called to it and you feel like you want to accompany or you want to become, you want to offer yourself up as a potential mentor to someone, or if you're a religious, a priest or a sister, or if you are a lay minister and you feel called to probably even be available for spiritual direction, mm. by all means. I mean, young adults are asking for that kind of stuff, and there is a need for that. So I would recommend just not being shy about, you know, approaching and engaging young adults. And if you need some inspiration, again, I recommend Luke 24:13-35
mm-hmm.
In the way of Emmaus, because Jesus was not recognized by them. As far as they were concerned, he was just a complete stranger.
Mm-hmm.
But he went up and he engaged them. He said, hey, guys, why you guys look so down? Mm-hmm. They were like, what? Don't you know what happened?
Mm-hmm.
And in that conversation, that led them to discovering Jesus and seeing Jesus and recognizing Jesus in that stranger. So you never know. If you are not a young adult, but you want to, you feel called to accompany and walk with young adults, please approach them, engage them. And you never know. I mean, you know, the Holy Spirit works in very mysterious ways, and they may be needing you at that moment.
When I first moved to this city, I was a young adult. Like I said, I'm on the older edge of young adulthood. And I remember trying to go into parishes and just, you know, find a Sunday Mass community. And the parish that I finally settled on, part of the reason I settled there was that people who were not my age who were sitting next to me, like, engaged me in conversation, said hello, they greeted me. And it's that piece that you talk about of just, you know, I almost want to say recognized, right? And that's kind of what the guys at Emmaus, or guy and girl, we're not really sure, what they do is, like, they recognize, and Christ recognizes them. And I think so often the young adults, especially those who are moving in and they're looking for a Sunday Mass, or maybe it's Sunday at 11 and they're down the street and they're like, sure, let's go to Mass. And I think the acknowledgement piece is really important. We'll be back in a little bit.
Hi, my name is Mary Bielski, and I'm a national speaker and youth minister. And I'm excited to introduce you to our third Echo Theology of the Body Camp, held right here in Chicago. At Echo, we explore the teachings of St. John Paul II and address questions on themes like life, love, and human sexuality. Teens and young adults, please join us June 14th to the 20th at St. Xavier University for an amazing experience of prayer, fellowship, and tackling the deepest mysteries of life and love and even more. More information can be found on respectlifechicago.org or call 312-534-5355. Again, that's 312-534-5355.
Hi, my name is Ramona. I'm a caseworker at Catholic Charities. I wish you could meet Craig, age 23, shot three times and homeless for 2 years before I met him. The more we met and I listened to him, the more he impressed me. We're working on his resume and job hunting. We're called Chicago's Good Samaritan, and you can be one too. Might you have a job for Craig and thousands of others like him? Join us at CatholicCharities.net.
Hello, Chicago, or wherever people are listening. Welcome back to Lifelong Journey. This is Clarissa, and I'm with Pablo. So we were talking a little bit about kind of you, our listener, engaging at your local parish or wherever it is that you find yourself for Mass this weekend and kind of taking that proactive role in reaching out to young adults. Pablo was just sharing. I don't know if you want to share the story on air.
Yeah, sure. I was just sharing about the story of my brother. I mean, wonderful. He started going. We've always gone to Spanish Mass since we were kids. And my brother, for him, it was just more convenient to start going to English Mass. And so he started going to an English Mass in the morning. And, you know, he was just going to Mass. He was eventually engaged by some of the men at the parish. And he was invited to be an usher, and now he's ushering at the parish. Mm-hmm. So every Sunday morning, he's out there ushering, greeting people. And, you know, there is a tendency of people saying, oh, young adults, they don't want to come into church mm-hmm. stuff. But have you thought about, have we invited a young adult to become part of church stuff, you know, to say it lightly? I mean, so I really have seen, you know, something extraordinary. My brother is, in fact, a young adult himself. In his early 30s, and to see him like so committed to that role of ushering, I was like, okay, this is cool, this is interesting. And my other brother, he's you know, directing one of the choirs for one of the masses at another parish. And again, I mean, had they not been invited, I don't know if they would have said yes. So inviting young adults to stuff, you'd be surprised how many young adults actually want to get engaged and want to help out.
Sure. I think one of the things you mentioned earlier is really key to the invitation, but that's also being open to relationship, right? Walking with them, getting to know them, hearing their story.
Absolutely. And I keep saying that in Theology on Tap, just to boomerang us back into the topic at hand, is, you know, the young adults that are going to come to Theology on Tap, you know, if you don't treat them as nice as you would like to be treated, why would they come back? Why would you go back? So having follow-up, having that intentional, authentic relationship building initiative goes a long way with young adults. And I want to stress the word authentic. Like, don't try to fake that you want to be a friend. Be a friend authentically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of actually ask them when you say, like, how are you doing? How was your day? How was your week? Probably really mean it, right?
Yeah, and as Pope Francis said in the documentary that they made of him, really take time to listen without interrupting. Just if you're going to ask a question, take the time to listen. That is so important. That is so key. And you'll see how a word that you were just saying, the feeling of being acknowledged that you are a person, you are here, we see you, and yes, you do count, and yes, you do belong.
So we're going to probably repeat this a little bit, but tell us again where we can find Theology on Tap information. When does it start? And is there like a kickoff event also?
Yes. So our kickoff event is going to be June 20th, which is coming up right around the corner, quite frankly. And it's going to start at 6:30 and it's going to go from 9 p.m. on Thursday, June 20th. And that's going to be at Salvage 1, 1840 West Hubbard Street here in Chicago. And we're going to have a wonderful speaker, Immaculée Ilibagiza. Sorry, I'm going to probably mess that up. Ilibagiza. She is a survivor of the Rwandan genocide, and she's going to speak to us about the power of forgiveness. Such an important topic for our city of Chicago and beyond, especially our nation at this point. So I really would like to encourage all of you guys to come out to the kickoff. Where can you find this information? Again, go to TOT Chicago or go to our website at www.archchicago.org or simply just type in Archdiocese of Chicago on your engine and it should take you straight to our website. But yes, that's June 20th, the kickoff at 6:30 to 9 p.m. on a Thursday, June 20th. And we will also be starting Theology on Tap July 8th and it's going to run through August 18th. There's going to be several different sites. And again, if you want to know more information, I would invite you to come check out our map sometime around the middle of June. And our map should have already most of our sites up on the map so you can pick the ones that you want to go see. So that's the best way to get in touch with Theology on Tap.
Tell us how long will it run? So we start June 20th and will we go for a couple weeks? Will it go until August? What can our listeners expect? Because I know for me, like I'm gonna go on vacation, so I want to make sure that I don't miss it.
Yeah, so usually it's four sessions of Theology on Tap, but we have 6 weeks of Theology on Tap. That means that if you miss the early half, you can probably catch a site that's starting a little bit later. It runs from July 8th and it ends August 18th. But again, make sure that you check our map. So if you are going on vacation or you are going to be out of town and you still want to catch all four sessions, maybe you can catch some in the beginning of July and maybe some towards the end of August. But for sure, be sure to come and check out our maps. We're going to have all that information up, like I said, by the middle of June. Our kickoff is June 20th, and that's a one-time event. And then we have a little break in between before we launch the 2019 Summer Theology on Tap season, which we're very excited about, by the way.
Well, all Theology on Tap seasons are great. I know that the kickoff is especially fun. I know that the kickoff events in the past couple years have drawn anywhere from like 300 to 500 people, I think.
Yeah, and we expect this one to be just about the same. So make sure that you sign up and you get there. I mean, we want you to have your free drinks. We want you to have your hors d'oeuvres. And more importantly, we want you to hear to a wonderful talk by our guest, Immaculée. So we really, really want you there. And again, if you're a young adult and you know young adults and you got friends that that've never experienced this in their lives, please invite them. And of course, make sure to check out the sessions that are going to take place throughout the Archdiocese starting July 8th.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Juan Pablo Padilla, for joining us this morning. And my name is Clarissa Alhintera, and you've been listening to the radio program called Lifelong Journey, hosted by the Office of Lifelong Formation. Have a great week. Thanks so much for listening.
Join us every Monday through Friday at this time for Catholic Chicago. You can stream our programs live or listen to past programs by visiting our website, archchicago.org, and clicking on Radio TV. And please connect with Catholic Chicago on social media.